Hey there, 你听到英文会很抗拒吗？自行学习又没人陪？欢迎收听通勤学英语，周一到周五 John 老师陪着你一起朗读世界时事趣闻，每日只要利用通勤的时间就可以习惯听英文以及跟老师一起念英文。 For best results, 每天可以跟着我一起读二到三遍，需要协助时往上一滑，找到单集简介里就有双语逐字稿可以陪伴你哦。 Are you ready? Let's get started!Philippines returns to school, ending one of the world's longest shutdowns. Millions of students throughout the Philippines headed to school Monday as in-person classes began to fully restart for the first time in more than 2 years, ending one of the world's longest pandemic-related shutdowns in a school system already plagued by severe underinvestment. We could no longer afford to delay the education of young Filipinos, said Vice President Sara Duterte, who is also the education secretary, as she toured schools in the town of Dinalupihan, about 40 miles northwest of Manila. Even before the pandemic, Philippines had among the world's largest education gaps, with more than 90% of students unable to read and comprehend simple texts by age 10, according to the World Bank. Schools in the Philippines have long suffered from shortages of classrooms and teachers, whose pay is low, leaving the vast numbers of poor children who cannot afford private schools and rely on the public system with inadequate teaching. Now, after losing more than 2 years of in-person instruction, schools face the challenge of educating many students who have fallen even further behind. Although the Philippines offered online instruction during the pandemic, many students lacked access to computers or internet connections, and overburdened parents often found it hard to keep tabs on their children's remote learning. In some cases, students' already tenuous connection to school may have been severed entirely after so long away. In many other countries, as the negative effects of online learning became well documented, governments elected to send children back to classrooms even as the coronavirus continued to circulate widely. But in the Philippines, government officials and parents remained hesitant, with fears that school children could bring the virus to homes crowded with multiple generations of family members, potentially overtaxing a creaky healthcare system. Starting in late 2021, the government began to experiment with conducting in-person classes in about 300 schools, but has begun expanding it to cover all primary and secondary schools. Currently, only some schools are in-person all 5 weekdays. By November, all of the country's roughly 47,000 schools will be.
Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。通勤学英语， Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。